Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lisa Riggs over Elkhorn Way. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, you have big things, big plans going on over there at the mill. And so a quick overview of the project is what?
Well, we started probably last April. We were able to get Benjamin Hassett, historic millwright, to come. He's a very busy man. He's kind of known throughout the country as fixing water mills and windmills the historically correct way. And we know him very well because this is kind of a story in itself, LaMoffitt. Mm-hmm. Back when he was 19 years old, probably back in 95, I believe, he walked in the windmill door and he had a magazine, this old house. And there was a story in there about Derek Ogden, who was a millwright for 40 years and had worked on the Danish windmill. And he came in and he pointed to the article and said, "This is what I want to do in my life. How can I meet him?" And he was from Council Bluffs, Iowa, so we hooked him up with Derek, and he ended up being an apprentice for 3 years and then went out on his own, and he's pretty much has done every important historical mill property throughout the United States.
And has won a number of awards for his work. I was pretty impressed with all the places he's worked and obviously does great work. And probably not very many businesses and people who do this kind of work because it has to be historically correct. And I'm sure a lot of challenges there.
And he's a full-service traditional millwright. And there is a couple out on the East Coast, but they're very busy out there, and prices are terrible. But Ben felt we helped give him his start, and he came out in April and did a really good assessment of the windmill. We had shut it down probably over a year ago when I had turned it on. We kind of know the sounds of a windmill and what it should sound like and how the cogs and the gears turn. And there was kind of a kerplunk, and we knew we had to hurry up and shut it down, and we hadn't turned it since.
Yeah, those big, I initially say arms, but they're either called wings or sails, correct?
Yes. And there's two of them, and they're 67 feet long. And when the windmill came from Denmark 40 years ago, they had cut them in half in New York when they were caught in customs because they were too long for interstate travel.
Mm-hmm.
So then at that time, we ordered fir timbers from Washington State, and it took us like 3 months to repair them and put up new sails 40 years ago. Well, almost 40 years to the date, we're doing the same thing, and we got our fir timbers from Oregon State. We trucked them to the millwright's workshop down in Louisville, Kentucky, and he also has been storing our lumber that we were going to save for our wind shaft. We knew at some time we would have to repair it. So years ago, we purchased the lumber, and, you know, it's just hard to find really good quality lumber.
Mm-hmm.
We did at that time. About 3 years later, it was time to bore a hole down the center of it. And I think that's like 15 feet. And that is a task in itself, is to get this gearing bored all the way through the center of the wind shaft. So we have been preparing for this. We just didn't know we'd have to do it this soon.
Mm-hmm.
And after Ben Hassett's assessment, there was wood rot up where the two timbers cross. We knew we needed to replace the wind shaft at this time, and also the brake wheel needed to be repaired. The fantail on the back needs to be repaired. And the fantail, what it does, it keeps that whole top cap frame and the sails into the wind at all times. Our windmill is very unique. It's a beautiful machine. And what's neat about it is it keeps itself into the wind. We see a lot of Dutch windmills over here in the United States and here in Iowa, but they have to hand crank it into the wind.
Oh.
Where if our wind direction changes every 5 minutes, it keeps up with it. So this fantail, again, has had some rot on it, but that we can repair. And then we have a friction drive pulley that lifts up the sacks of grain. And back in the day, it was impossible to carry up the grain because they had, like, ladders. So they'd use, like, an elevator by wind power. And that's called a friction drive pulley, and it only works when the wind is turning. So being we're doing this with the sales, this is a good time to get everything else repaired. His estimated project, the expenses, was like $147,000, but we're adding on a contingency fund of $50,000. So we have a fundraising goal of $200,000.
And I know you have a bit of a start on that, but there's a ways to go, Lisa.
Oh, yeah. And this part, this last week, Ben came out here, and we had the Duke aerial lift, and then we had to have a crane for 2 days, because these are heavy pieces of lumber. I mean, each sail is like over 3,500 pounds. I can't remember what the wind shaft is. But and it all had to be orchestrated, and it wasn't just something tearing it apart. Again, we had to be historically correct. We needed to take measurements because we have to put it back together again. And the first thing was to take off the 88 shutters. Each sail is kind of divided into two parts. So we have four sails, 22 shutters on each one. And the shutters are what we open or close to speed it up or slow it down. On a windy day, and if we're grinding, we have those shutters closed. It's pointed into the wind, and the aerodynamic, the design of our sails causes the wind to turn. If we can't use it or we know there's a large storm coming, we open those sails or those shutters wide open so the wind just comes through it. So those shutters were taken down, and then the sails, and he arrived Thursday morning, and we worked all through the weekend, the holiday, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then he did, you know, just more secured everything, and he left yesterday.
Hey.
And with him, he took back the wind shaft, and if you come to Elkhorn, you'll see the 67-foot sails laying on the ground, and you'll also see the fantail. And that tells you, if you walk up to it, just how massive of a structure it is.
So that would be interesting to come and see, where you can see them up close. I mean, we're used to seeing them out there turning in the wind in the past, but it's like a lot of things. It's very difficult to really know how big they are. And to see the shutters, I think that's really interesting. This would be a good time to come and take a close look at them.
Absolutely, and we're open daily, no matter if there's the windmill doesn't have a sail on, and it looks kind of sad without.
Oh, yes.
but it's still, you know, on our complex, we have a lot to see, and in the, you know, we're an Iowa Welcome Center, and you know, we have a full Danish museum shop, restroom facilities. Our employees are a State of Iowa Welcome Center certified.
So you're still there welcoming people.
That's right, and it is interesting now. This one, it's so extremely cold inside the mill, so we're not allowing anybody to go in right now, but they can watch the 15-minute video in our video room, which is heated, to tell the story what happened 40 years ago, and then hear our plans, what we're going to do in the next year.
So, Lisa, if people are concerned and they would like to donate some money, how do they do that?
Absolutely, and we do. We have raised $50,000 to date, and with that, we have purchased all the lumber, transportation. We should be okay to take care of the expenses that just happened this last week, but now the hard stuff happens.
Yes, now it's...
And if we definitely need donations. We're a 501c3 nonprofit museum status, so any donations are tax deductible to the extent of the law. You can mail it to the Danish Windmill at P.O. Box 245, Elkhorn, Iowa, or go on to our website, danishwindmill.com, and we have all the tools to make a donation online. You can also call us on the phone.
Or stop by.
Yeah, I just, you know, to hear the story, And everything helps. You know, we just appreciate it. It's just the sooner we can raise the money, the faster the windmill
okay.
will get together. And our end result is we want the windmill to turn in the wind again.
You bet. And hopefully by Tivoli Fest. So, folks,
sure
let's get with it. We want to thank you very much, Lisa Riggs, for visiting with us and kind of bringing us up to date on that whole project. And until next time, here's a thought from Colin Powell. A dream doesn't become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, and hard work.